Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Switching crops on a Verde Valley farm has helped lead to the state's first malt house opening up. Sinagua Malt in Camp Verde says it'll produce 4 tons of malted barley a week for breweries and bakeries. It'll be supplied by barley grown at Hauser and Hauser Farms. The 600-acre farm has swapped out its corn crop for barley. And in the process, the switch could save millions of gallons of water in the Verde River. With me to talk about this is Zach Hauser. He's a fourth-generation farmer. And Zach, what led to your family's decision to basically swap out corn for barley?
Yeah, our main reason for switching was water savings. So when we grow corn, we're using water in, you know, the months of June and July, which is the critical period in this area for water. So when we're growing barley instead, we are done irrigating it by the end of May. Therefore, the ground is not getting irrigated in the months of June and July during the critical period.
What are the markets currently like for each of those crops?
The corn market, it changes year to year, but it's all dependent on the Midwest, however their crop is. But it's somewhat predictable. So with how we did it is, if you're just growing barley for feed, then it's not worth it, just because if you're growing it for feed, it's worth a lot less than it is for malt. So as long as we can make a good yield with the malt barley and pass all the, their testing, has to meet some requirements, then it's worth substantially more than feed barley. And then the dollars are very similar as to good crop of malting barley is competitive with a good crop of corn.
So are you totally getting out of the corn business at this point? Are you converting all of your corn acreage to barley?
Most of it, yeah. I mean, we still have some, but certainly took a big dent out of our corn crop. We're doing about 150 acres roughly of barley, which all that ground, if not all of it, at least probably 80% of it would have been in corn this year.
Where did the idea to do all of this come from? Is this something that originated with you guys realizing that you could save a lot of water by switching from one crop to the other?
We were presented the idea from Kim with the Nature Conservancy. At first, it would have been 3 years ago, we did just a test, kind of a little pilot project where we just did 14 acres. That way we, knew what the yield potential would be, knew how it would test, knew what it would be worth, and how, just how it would all work out. And after we did that first year, everything went good. That tested well. It made, good quality malt. Then it would have been last year, we upped it from that 14 acres to like 140 something acres. And again, everything went well. And this year we're doing the same amount.
And have you noticed significant water savings in those sort of incremental changes that you've made?
Oh yeah, it's huge, just because any amount of water that you'd be putting on, a corn crop in the months of June and July, that water is getting dumped right back into the river immediately. The way our diversion system works, we're at the very end of pretty much all the ditches that we're on. So any water that bypasses our property just gets spilled directly back into the river. So any water that we don't pull, out of the ditch just gets dumped directly back in the river. So it's an immediate savings.
We've been hearing for a while about how different farms and farmers and entities within agriculture are trying all sorts of things to save water, be it technology or changing crops, things like that. How do you think what you have done on your farm sort of fits into the overall effort among agriculture to conserve water and use less water?
Well, I mean, with where we are, in the desert Southwest, you have to do something, with the way things are going. Things are definitely trending downward, not upward, as far as flows are concerned. So, we just feel like it's necessary for us to do something, because if we just keep keep pulling out as much water as we possibly can without any consideration or concern of conservation of that water, then eventually someday it could dry up.
But am I right to assume that if you are going to switch crops, you still need to earn a living, so you need to be able to replace the more water-intensive crop with one that is less water-intensive but also can still bring you a reasonable income, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this, like I said before, if we were just growing feed barley, then this doesn't work just because we got a big land payment to make, and a feel-good story doesn't make the payment. So, yeah, it has to make sense from a money perspective, and it does. So that's why we feel like it's a true win-win.
So do you get the ceremonial first pitcher of beer or something when the beer from the barley that you grew is ultimately brewed?
Yeah, I better get it. Yeah.
I think that's only fair, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was on bold letters at the top of the contract, so yeah.
All right, that's Zach Hauser with Hauser and Hauser Farms in Camp Verde. Zach, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem.